Right then, here's a cheeky bit of additional content that we are calling the Full Force Monthly Extra. Each month, we will add a separate short topic for a little extra monthly fun. For this month, each presenter has to come up with a fifth wildcard Super 7 Ultimates choice, as long as it's not wildcard himself. One final dream world option, no restrictions. You can go first again, Justin. Who have you got?
Man, I was going to go with wild card. You ruined it for me. I mean, the open vest, bare chest, the old porn stash, man, that guy, he had a lot of stuff going for him.
End of the episode, done.
And yeah, cut it. Well, you framed this with saying, you know, no budget restrictions, nothing like that. So I kind of went a little bit, I didn't go too crazy, but obviously, you know, if you watched the last episode, you saw there was a lot of leaning towards movie themed characters. And I'm sticking with that here, doing this big deluxe set of Nemesis Enforcer. I think that is a character that would really be done well in the Super 7 line. He could be, you know, really big, have, you know, maybe additional spikes, long spikes for his elbows, short spikes for his elbows.
Hell
that
yeah.
Could swap out. Obviously the wings you would go absolutely crazy with. I think it'd be neat if they threw in a little Amish tentacle stuff for that reference the toy that
Definitely.
Came with those tentacles too. But the wings, yeah, you could go crazy with wings, have, you know, just kind of plain wings and maybe a swappable set of like total fold out. Like I'm thinking NECA gargoyle scale wings where it's just absolutely nuts.
That bit just before he flies off to go get Cobra Commander, who's running away in the stun, and he just kind of goes, and they just go right out there. Oh man, that'd be
yeah,
so,
I think,
so awesome.
You know, we've never had a Nemesis Enforcer that was really totally, you know,
just
cartoon
all wings.
Accurate.
Just all wings, just a whole
all
bag
wings,
of wings.
Yeah. You know, even the one we got in the modern era, you know, wasn't quite as developed. He was better, but not perfect.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they just really need to go all out.
Is that the one that came with Falcon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Falcon's getting some rough
treatment. That was not good
in the action figure department.
So yeah, I think they really need a no holds barred version of Nemesis Enforcer. I mean, I'd love to see them do it in Classified too, but I think Super 7 would just they could do a really, really great job with it.
Definitely. Great shout. What do you think, Pat? Nemesis Enforcer?
Yeah, I think that's a great choice. Nemesis Enforcer certainly would be pushing the boundaries as far as budget goes as a regular release. So whenever you said no limits, I think that's a good choice.
Definitely. And yeah, just like I say, all wings is all you need on that one. What about you, Pat? What is your choice? Go hit us with it. Actually, this is an interesting one because I know what it is, but I'm really, I think this is a good idea, genuinely.
My idea is to kind of expand out the line while also just kind of giving people some options. And it would be one that maybe you'd want to buy several times. And that's the Orange G.I. Joe Diver, but with multiple heads. And I mean, just give it all the heads that appeared on that character model and more. Just throw the heads in there. Like if you're worried that maybe you won't get an unmasked barbecue head, he could be a diver too. I don't think he's there, but it doesn't matter. Just give it to us. You know, all the G.I. Joe heads, just Flint without a beret on. Sure. Just put it in the set. Just have like a diving suit with minimal gear and like 20 heads. And then people will just buy multiple ones and it will actually help out some of the other figures. That's my idea.
I think that's really cool because one, that orange dive is quite synonymous and iconic with that initial miniseries, was it?
So
like, it's funny because the multiple diver scenario comes up quite often, doesn't it, with G.I. Joe, because obviously you've got the Cobra divers in red, you've got the Joes in orange, and then you've got that happening on multiple occasions. And I think that, yeah, that would be a great idea to do. You could even do, Pat, how about this? One orange diver with all the heads on one side and one red on the other with all the heads on the other side.
Yeah,
for sure.
Just do male, female, all the heads in each one. Boom, done, sorted. I think that would be really fun, actually.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. And I agree.
You'd buy like 500 of them and you'd have a billion heads and only like six bodies, but that's fine. No, that's wicked. I think that'd be a really fun idea to do. And even, I know you're saying like all of the heads, but even if you just kept it to like multiple heads and like a good amount of them, I think that would be.
You could tone the idea down that you said no restrictions. So I'm just like, okay, all of them, just throw them all in.
There you
the
go.
Whole team. It'll be like the cover of one of the comics that just has everybody in it. It'll just be a pack of heads.
One body. Amazing. All the female heads on the male body diver as well. That'd be even,
sure, why not?
Even better. Right then, okay, cool. That's, yeah, brilliant. Two good shouts there. I have gone, again, I've got an honorable mention to talk about first.
Sure.
I went with this one first because I was really excited when the Ultimates line was announced, and that was, we're in the Sunbow cartoon. One of my favorite episodes is The Spy Who Rooked Me. Now, this particular episode, this guy, this spy, comes into play in getting in between Dr. Mindbender and this other gangster, nefarious gangster, trying to, like, I don't know, they're trying to basically get this, again, it's some sort of MacGuffin, some sort of goo, some sort of gas that's dangerous, and obviously they can weaponize it and it could take over the world, etc., etc. So this spy kind of comes into play, and the actual, I think this would be great as a figure, like the suit, the kind of head sculpt, everything, all that kind of good stuff, and then all of the cool stuff that could come with it, including, and this is what I was thinking, kind of like for my no limits kind of scenario, his sports car. I have something about me and sports cars at the moment. Like, it's either Flint in his casual vacation sports car or the spy who rooked me in his sports car, but it's from Auntie is the name of the spy, like, you know, government agency, not Uncle, but he's the man from Auntie, yeah, technically, which is hilarious. And like, again, the car they give him, it's cool and fun as a kid when you're younger, but you look at it now and it just looks like a hatchback. It's hilarious. So yeah, I'd definitely love to see him in his vehicle. Now, that was kind of like an honorable mention one, right? I do love that idea though, and I would love for them to do that. But the one I wanted to go with, and I think everyone would be in agreement here, is Hector friggin' Ramirez. How awesome would it be? Because you could do Hector Ramirez. He's been done slightly different in multiple different appearances throughout Sunbow, right? So you could do a Hector Ramirez in the G.I. Joe Ultimates. You could do a Hector Ramirez in the Transformers Ultimates. As pointless as that would make, it would make any sense scale wise or anything. You could do an Ultimates in the Gem, if they ever get to do Gem, because that would be, that's actually a dream of mine. I really want them to do Gem Ultimates. But yeah, so he could be one of those characters that could go in any of these like brands, but I think for G.I. Joe it would be perfect. And you could have the camera, you could have the microphone, you could have all sorts of cool stuff that comes along with a Hector Ramirez, and I would be all over that. What do you guys think for Hector?
Oh yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I don't know what they would do for accessories and stuff, but I do think that yeah, he's a figure that is pervasive kind of throughout all those. He's like the link that links them all together, so to speak. So I think doing him in an Ultimates line, I think, makes perfect sense. Absolutely.
Yeah, you could almost just release him in a Sunbow packaging, like with all the logos on it. Just make one figure that's a special figure that just covers all those brands, and he'd be an Ultimates for all of them.
Yeah, definitely. I think that'd be wicked. Now, he has got like slightly different designs head-wise. So sure. I think you could definitely just give him like all the alternate heads he comes with, in like Inhumanoids. Was it Inhumanoids and Gem and Transformers? Because you're not going to get him in those brands, technically. Because Gem doesn't exist in Ultimates, and neither does Inhumanoids. That might change. But like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, throw the heads in there and you're sorted. And yeah, I think that's it. We're done. give us your wild cards in the comments, guys, but we are complete for the day and we're signing off now, so hope you enjoyed the extra. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.